Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Zion. We had been discussing the concept of Peshara, of compromise. We saw that from David HaMelech that he had this healthy balance of tzedek, you know, by the letter of the law and mishpat, and then, you know, combining the two is reminded of a story about LaGuardia, Mayor LaGuardia, though they named the airport for him. So he was born in Greenwich Village in 1882. Passed away in 1947. So they tell a story that they loved him. He was a chevraman. He used to like go riding with the firefighters. He used to take like orphaned kids out to like ball games and stuff like that. So they say it was like a wintry night in January 1935, and he surprised everybody and came into the courthouse, and he told the judge to take the evening off, and he's gonna paskin the shilas. He's gonna to rule on all the cases that evening. And a case that came up, there was a woman who was accused of stealing a loaf of bread. And the judge, LaGuardia, asked her, you know, did you steal the bread? She says, yes, I did. But it was for my daughter. Her husband ran out on her, and she has two little kids, and they were going to starve if I didn't steal them. I had to steal the bread just as my grandchildren wouldn't die. So his heart was going out to this woman for her case, and he turned to the storekeeper and says, "What do you? How do you respond to something like this? Is we live in a bad neighborhood, you know. If you don't prosecute, then you know the people are going to continue to do this. It's just going to lead to worse." So LaGuardia, apparently, the way the story says that he said that you have two options. The penalty is either $10 or 10 days in jail. So he says your penalty is your fine is $10. Okay, pounds the gavel, and he takes $10 out of his pocket, and he hands it to the woman herself to pay the fine. And then he goes on and fines everybody who's sitting in the courtroom themselves 50 cents. He fines everybody 50 cents for daring to live in a city that's so cruel to cause a woman like this to have to steal a loaf of bread to feed her grandchildren. So they go around and they collect it, even the bailiff. The shopkeeper himself gives in 50 cents. And by the end of the day, the end of the collecting, $47.50, the woman left the courtroom. So he was Jewish. LaGuardia was Jewish. His mother was frum, actually. I don't think he was so frum, but his mother was. And Lamaise, I think that's where David HaMelech gave over this mishpat and tzedakah coming together. Okay, so we're picking up on Vav Amud Beis Rabbi Shimon ben Asi Omer Shnayim Shebo Lefonav Ledin Ad Shlo Tishma Divrehem I Mishetishma Divrehem Ve'i Ata Yodei Leheichan Din Noite. So if you've heard it and you're not really sure exactly which way it's going to go, Atar Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to say to them, Tzu Uvitzua, go make a compromise, do a pshor. Mishetishma divrehem ve'ata yodei leheichan hadin noite. But once you've heard what they have to say, and you basically understand, you know, what's going to be, where it's going, Iatar Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to tell them, Tzu Uvitzua. You can't make a pshor. Shneemar, poite mayim reishis modon, lifnei his gala hariv natosh, kodem shnis gala hariv at yochelin not show. So like the pasuk says that when the beginning of a machloik is when the water comes out, so you have to stop before it breaks out. So once already that you see where the machloik is going to be, so then you can get out of it. Reish Lakish Omer Shnayim Shebo Ledin Echad Rach Ve'echad Kosher. You have one who's like a softy and one's a hard, a difficult person, a difficult person to deal with. Aj lo tishma divrehem. So before you actually hear what their claims, Oh Misha Tishma divrehem, or once you already have heard them, Ve'enata yodei lehechan hadin noite, you don't know exactly which way hechan din noite is going to go, Atru Sholem Alehen, you're allowed to say, Ein nizdak lechem. I'm not mechuyev to answer this, I'm not forced to paskin. V'shem nischayev chazak v'nimtza chazak roidfo, because maybe the chazak, the hard guy, is going to be guilty and he's going to be roidfo for you, he's going to make your life miserable. Misha Tishma divrehem, but then, once you've already heard what they have to say, you know where it's leaning towards. You're not allowed to say the end is like I'm not going to do it. Shneimar, the pasuk says this week's parsha. Oh, gevaldik. Lo saguru mipnei ish. Don't be afraid of anybody. Lo saguru mipnei ish. Don't be afraid. So you can't be afraid of him. And just because he's going to make your life miserable, he's going to hurt you, you can't be afraid of him. So there's a Rambam. Mitzvahs losa say, Reish ayin vav, he quotes a sifri. The Rambam says, Loshen Sifri, Lo Sagru, don't be afraid, Shem Etamar Misyari Ani Me'ish Ploni. I'm afraid of this guy, Shem Yehargeni. Maybe he's going to kill me. If I paskin against him, he's a powerful man, I'm going to get killed. Oh, Shem Yalik Es Gedoshi. Or maybe he's going to burn down my property. Oh, Shem Yiktos Es Netiosai. He's going to cut down my trees. Talmud Lomar, you can't do that. You can't be afraid of paskin. Lo Sagru Me'ish. That don't be afraid of any man. So based on this Rambam, quoting the Sifri, it says, you're afraid he's going to kill you. You have to go ahead and paskin. You can't back out of it. But one second, that's a Yaharag Val Yavor, right? In other words, the big three, right? Which we'll get to later on in Ben Sorah Morer. So, again, Avod Zara, fine. Gili Arayas, fine. Shvichus Dami, okay, but what in the world, to paskin a shayli, have to give up your life for that? So some of the Achronim want to put this Rambam together with, there's a Marshal in Yamshel Shlom on the fourth parak Bavakama. The Gemara over there in Lamed Ches is talking about the Romans came and wanted to learn the Torah. And they said, we like it all except for one halach about the shore that the gor is a non-Jewish behema. They didn't think this was right. So there's a lot of discussion about how they could teach them Torah in the first place. That's one of the sugyas that's used when discussing the concept of teaching Torah to a non-Jew. But anyway, the Marshal says, why did they just fake it? Why did their lives were in danger? The Romans were here. So the Marshal says, no, because if they were to lie or distort purposely what the Torah says, that's Ziyaf HaTorah. And Ziyaf HaTorah, says the Marshal, is Yaharag Val Yavor. So maybe that's what the Rambam's talking about over here. Lo Sagru Mipnei Ha'ish, you can't, your eye's going to kill you, but there's a Ziyaf HaTorah if you change the halach. You paskin against him when you know that's not what the Torah requires in this case. So it could be that that's how they put it all together. There's a in Yonin Diyoma, we're in the 3 weeks now. We're heading into Tisha B'Av, the Gemara's of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So there's a Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Chof where he discusses very strongly about people who change the din. Right, Habayis Hasheni Gam Hu Chorav Aide Chasidus Kazeh. Right, there was a type of ill-advised Chasidus. Lo Nishka B'Mishkal Tzedek B'Ma'isid Bar Kamtza Amru Sov Rabban and Lakruve Amru Lehem Rabbi Zecharia Ben Evkolus Yomer Bali Mumim Kravin Legavi Mizbeach. That this idea of not bringing a korban that had a mum, so you couldn't have a Ziyaf HaTorah. So the Mesilas Yesharim says that you have to understand, maybe that wasn't the proper course of action. It's unclear whether he did the right thing or did a horrible thing, but there's a point, the common point that emerges in this whole story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa is not to purposely distort the Torah. In fact, there's an Isser, of course, of that, and that would be contained in what you're talking about here, Lo Sagru Mipnei Ha'ish. Okay, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha Oimer, Minayin LeTalmud, So he sees that there's a way for a zechus for the poor guy and against the osher. So how do you know he can't sit quietly? Right, not to hold in yourself in front of a person, to hold back. Right, don't suppress what you would say. The you edim yodim as mi hein me edin. The edim have to know who they're testifying. Glifne min hein me edin, right? Who they're giving the edis in front of? Umi osid li parmehen. Who's going to hold them accountable? Shneemar v'amdu shnei hanoshim asher lahem hariv lifnei Hashem. So now, once we said the edim have to understand the seriousness of this, who they're testifying. So the same thing by the dayanim. V'yu hadayanim yodim as Mi hein donim, v'lifne min hein donim. They have to know who they're judging and who they're going to be held accountable for. Umi osi lipor mehen. Hashem's going to hold them. Shneemar Elohim nitza ba'adaseil. V'chem Yehoshafat hu oimer v'yomer el Yehoshoftim. Ru'u ma'atem osim. Look and see what you're doing. Ki lo la'adam tishbetu ki'im la'Hashem. It's not just a human you're judging. You're judging in front of Hashem. Shem yomer hadayim mali b'tzar hazeh. What do I need this for? You know, it's not so easy. Why do I need this headache? So Talmud Loimer Imochem B'Dvar Mishpat. Hashem is with you. Ein lo ledayin elama she'ein avros. Meaning you call it like you see it. That we you do your best. That's really all that's required of you. You have to be knowledgeable and qualified for the task. But that's what the saying over here. Ein lo ledayin elama she'ein avros. In terms of Hilchos Nida, this comes up. There's a Gemara in Nidan Daf Chav that talks about looking at a bedika. So does the Rav have to assume what it used to look like if it's not if it's a few days old, or he's looking at it as it is now? What if the woman tells him she thinks it was problematic, but now it doesn't seem to be that way? There's a machlokas in Kuf Peches. What's the din if a woman comes with a mara that's wet? So according to the Bach, the Rav should not look at it yet. He has to wait till it dries, because that could make a shini mara, could change color. And the Shach passes know that he's allowed to even go ahead and look at it now as is wet. And again, it's all working with this claw right here in Ladina Masha Inavros. Okay. Hey Chidami Gemar Din. Now I was going back to that Tosefta quoted. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, Ish Ploni Ata Mechayev, Ish Ploni Ata Zakai. So when the Dayan says you're guilty and you're innocent, Omer Rav Halachik Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, and the halacha follows the Yeshua ben Korcha. Again, back to previously was mentioned about that there's a mitzvah to do the pshara. Eini, is that really true? V'ha Rav Huna Talmidei the Rav Hava, he was a Talmud of Rav. He Hava also lekayme the Rav Huna, and when Rav Huna come, Amalhu said, Idina bo Yisu, I pshara bo Yisu. Do you want din or do you want a pshara? Do you want a compromise type of judgment? You want the strict letter of law, right? So what does that mean? There's the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, second Chof Beis, Chof Beis Dalad. So the Rambam says this is his mitzvah loyim lebalei dinim betchila bedin atem roitzim op pshara. Right, this is what we do. We tell them, how do you want to proceed in this case? Im rotzim pshara, says the Rambam, osim b'nehim pshara. If they ask for a compromise type of thing, that's what we do. V'chol beis din she'os pshara tomid harei zeh mishubach. That's praiseworthy to do this type of compromise. For all of ne'emar mishpat shalom shoftu b'sha'reichem. You'll have peace in your gates. Ezehi mishpat she'esh imo shalom. So this is what we said. What type of mishpat has peace with it? Harei omer zu zeh bitzua. When you have a compromise. So that's based upon our Gemara that we're seeing here. Okay. Continues now the Gemara. My mitzvah, Namidika Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Korcha. What exactly was he talking about when he says it's mitzvah? So it's mitzvah lemeim lehu. There's a mitzvah to say to him, Idina bo'esu, ipshar bo'esu. Hayne Tanakama. That's the same thing that the Tanakama also, who was focused on Peshara. No, Ikeba Beinaihu mitzvah. In other words, do you have to do this? So it speaks out, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Sover mitzvah. Yeah, this is a mitzvah. You should do it. Tanakama Sover Rishus. It's you're allowed to, but you don't have to. Right? It's optional. Hayne Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. So 1 second, and that's the same thing. Tanakama is like the Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. No, Ikeba Beinaihu, there's a difference over there. Misha Tishma Devrehin. The difference is if once you've already heard what they've said, and you see where it's leaning to, you see where it's going to end up. Can you still say in that case that you're not allowed to? He says you're not allowed to do it, but the Tanakhama says no, it's not too late. You can still go ahead and ask them if they would like to make a pshara. Upligi the Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. This argues against what Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi said. Domer Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. Lo Nemar Mikra Zeh El Keneged Maiseh HaEgel. This is only talking about the Chet HaEgel. Shneemar V'yar Aaron V'yiven Mizbeach Lefonov. Right, that Aaron saw the Mizbeach that they built, and then the Gemara makes a drasha. Mal Ro, what do you say? Amar Rabbi Binyamin ben Bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Lazar Ra Chur She Zavuach Lefonav. Right, that he was shechted. They slaughtered. They killed him. She Zavuach Lefonav. They killed him. So that's what it. That's what he understood. It's not. You know, it's Vayiven is a lashon that the of Bina. Amar Saaron Hakohen says. Right? If they can do the same thing to me also, I'm next on the list. Mekai and B. So if they do that, they're going to kill both the Kohen and the Novi in the same place. They'll never have a way of ever fixing it. So therefore, it's better they make an Egel because at least that they can still do Teshuva for. Right? So, continues the Gemara of Vahani Tanoi, Poiter Mayim Reishis Modon. And then there was the other Tzoyim who were learning the Pasuk says, my Dorish base, what are they going to learn from this? Kedirav Hamanuna. Like Rav Hunan. What tells us? The Amr of Hanuna, Ein Techilas Dino Shel Adam Nidon El Al Divri Torah. When a person goes up to Shemayim, the first thing they're going to ask is on the Torah did they learn? Shnemar Poite Mayim Reishis Modon. That the first thing he's going to ask you is this, Amr of Huna, Hai Tigra Damyo Litzinora Dividko Demaya, came the Ravach Ravach. So a machloikis is like when water breaks. The once it gets big and it's ravach, it's spread out, it's done. You know, it's too late. Abai Kashisha Omar, Abai Kishisha says a different pshat, Demei Laguda de Gamla Kivan de Kom. It's like steps on a bridge that when people step on it, it becomes more put in place. In other words, like this, they're like loose, and then when people walking across the bridge, that like makes it more firm. So too, when it's first starting out, it's a little bit shakier, it's unstable, it's easy to change, people are more flexible. But then once a person gets set in their ways already, like these steps on a bridge, then at that point already it becomes too difficult to change. Unfortunately, as we know, people get involved in machloikis, and then unfortunately, common sense sometimes goes out the window. Okay, now comes along the next. The Gemara is now going to have different folk sayings. So there are seven of these coming up. So there's a chokhma to Yiddish folk sayings that. But Shmuel comes along and says that yeah, all these things that you think are merely like you know, good vortlach folk sayings are really it's a pasuk. So Ein Yaakov explains, you know why you know it's a pasuk? Because you can't say these folk sayings in a bathroom. That's how he learns. Okay. Ahu de havi kaimo ozil. He was coming and said, Tuve de shama ve'odish. If a person who is, he hears people insulting him, doesn't respond. Chafua bishto mea. Right? So it's like, it's gonna, like 100 bad things are gonna, that will go away from him. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Yeah, that's a good saying. Kroxy, that's really a pasuk. Poter maim reishis modon. Reish mea dine. Right? The same pasuk that in the beginning of a machloikas happens when a strife comes out. So it's like reish means like the troubles are avoided. He potted himself from them. Okay, another one. Hahu dehadik amr va'ozil. Another one was talking and saying, Atarte tlos gnova lo mikta. For two or for three things, the ganav isn't going to get killed for that. They're not going to punish him for that. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda kroksiv. That's a pasuk. Ko amar Hashem ashlosha pisha yisroya va'al arboa lo ashivenu. So it's like almost a rhetorical one, meaning for the fourth one, I'm not going to pay him back. I am going to pay him back. I am going to punish him for that one. But meaning you're medayik that yeah, for the fourth one you get punished, but for the third and for the second one also, you're not going to get punished. Okay. Next, Hahu Dahavi Ka'omer V'oz. Another guy was walking along and he was saying his folk saying, Shav Beire L'Shalmona V'chade L'Oved Bish. So, you know, there'll be seven things will be for pits will be picked up, like dug out for the Ish Shalom, and one of them for a Bish, for an evil man, for the bad man. Omer L'Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kroksiv, Kishev Yipol Tzadik Vekom, Verosh Yipol Ba'echos. That seven times the Tzadik will fall, and but the Rosh will fall one time only. You know, that's a beautiful letter that Rav Huttner wrote in the Igros. I think it's Kuf Chav Ches, where he quotes this pasuk and says, what does that mean? Shev Yipol Tzadik Vekom, that, you know, a Tzadik is going to fall. So it was a letter that was written to one of his Talmidim who had left the yeshiva and had started working, and he felt a lot of difficulties in his new lifestyle. So Rav Huttner said, it's very powerful, this letter should be publicized, that people have a mistaken impression that, you know, tzaddikim were born perfectly, that there was never any struggles, never any setbacks, never had any hard times. It's just, you know, everything went easy for them. So first of all, it's wrong. It's not true. But more than that, it does a disservice to these gedolim themselves, because they never had to work on themselves. You know, what's the kunz if, you know, learning comes easy to you, davening comes easy to you, tzedaka comes easy for you, chesed is no problem. No, they were normal people who probably had difficult, you know, run-ins with their siblings and with people like that, and they worked on themselves. So don't think just because you read a biography and this person's a gadol by age, you know, 4 and a half, that they've already finished Shas 3 times, you know, and you're plugging away, you know, on Sanhedrin Daf Zion. Oh no, no, this is a footnote. You have to understand that, that's what it means to constantly fall and to get back up, not to quit. That's the sign of a tzaddik. But don't think because a person's having struggles that they're not accomplishing anything. Rabbi Nachman writes also that a person, because you're struggling, because you're ready to go to the next level. Okay, back to our folk sayings. Hahu the havekom of Ozil. The next guy was walking along and he said, "The Ozil mi bei dina shakel galima." Lizmar Zemer. If you come out of a Beis Din and they take away your coat, you should sing Zmiros. Leza ba'orche, right? You should be very happy as you're leaving. Amalei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Kroksiv, Vigam Kol Ha'am Hazeh Al Makoyme Yavu V'Shalom. All the people will come in peace. Meaning that you've a good thing happened. You should be happy the fact that justice was carried out. Ahuda Havikav Ozil, the guy was calm of Ozil, he was walking and saying, He Naima Vidi Kula Shafil. If a person's walking and the basket falls off their head, so you should be worried about. Omer Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kroksiv against the Pasek Ba'atzaltayim Yimoch Hamikare, that the laziness, the raft sinks in, and through idleness that the house will collapse, that the Pasek in Koheles. So the message is that you have to be a Zoriz, not to be lazy. Hahu the Havika Omer V'Ozil. There's a person who was walking and he was saying, "Gava derechitno ale adye legazize lekom," that the person who I trusted in, you know, tried to cut me down, right? Gozes, he tried to cut me off. He changed his way. He used to be so friendly. He used to be so helpful. Now it's like that. So Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. It's apostle Kroksiv Gam Ish Shlomi Asher Batachti Bo. The person who I trusted in has now turned against me. Pasuk in Tehillim. Next, Ahu the Havik Omiva Ozil. There was a person walking, and he's talking about we'll say Pashup Shat, where Rashi learns this is like a mashal for a husband and wife. Ki Rechimtin Have Aziza, when we had such a strong oz, like a strength to our love, Apusya de Safsre Shechivan, we could even been together on the blade of the side, like the blade of a sword. Right, I guess something very sharp, something very thin. Hashlo aziza rechimta, but now that the love is not so stark, it's not so strong. Purya barshitin garmide lo sogilan. A mansion of 60 feet is not big enough for us. Meaning we can't be far enough apart from each other. Amar Rav Huna Kroy Ksivit, it's a pasuk. Meikar Ksivit said, "Really, v'nodati l'cha sham b'dibarti ituchu me'al hakaporis." I'll speak to you from the kaporis. V'tanya says, "Aron tishav kaporis tefach harekan asora." Then when Hashem loved us, he was megala himself in such a small confined place. Ben Yehoyada in this Gemara learns that this is like Klal Yisrael in our enemies. That when we're together and we have love, then they can't harm us. They won't be able to do anything. Ksiv Habayis Hashibona Hamelech Shlomo Hashem Shishim Amo Arko VeEsrim Rachbo Ushloshim Amo Komoso. Then we talk about how big the base of Migdash was, so we're not in such a small confined place. Hashem Shemayim Kisi. The whole Shemayim is my seat, is my throne. Va'aretz Hadolim Ragli, and the whole earth is like the place for my feet. Eze Bayez Asher Tivneli. What are you going to build for me? Meaning, there's no place big enough for that. So again, when the love is strong, you can be in a close confined area. That's like the husband and wife on the blade of a sword, and then Hashem revealing Himself in a small place. And then when the love withered away, it was not so passionate anymore, it wasn't so connected, then even the largest spaces isn't enough. My mashma dehai lo saguru. Now we're going back to the drasha of not to be afraid of anybody again. Baruch Hashem, we get the Daf Yomi Parsha connection. Lishna de kanoshehu. Does this really mean like bringing in people, right? Like Knesset is also like base Knesset is like gathering place together. Omer of Nachman, Omer Kro, v'yayin lo sishte v'lo se'egor. Wine you shouldn't drink. V'lo se'egor also means to like, you know, bring in together. Rav Ach Bar Yaakov Omer Mehocha, Tochim Bekayetz Lachmo, you'll gather in your bread in the kayetz in the summer. Ogra Bekayetz Machola, and you'll harvest it in the food and well when you're in the kotzer. Rav Ach Breidev, Rav Ika Omer Mehocha, Oigir Bekayetz Ben Maskil, the wise one of Usecha will gather in, be Ogir to bring it together. You know, bring the crops in the summertime. Okay, Emes Mamun Yir is the next simon. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Dayin Shidon Din Emes Lamito. If every judge who does the case correctly, Lamito, so Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael causes the Shechina to dwell with the Jewish people. Shneemar Elohim Nitzav Ba'Adas El B'Kev Elohim Yishpoit. That Hashem is here. In other words, when the judgment is here, when the Dayanim are paskening, then Hashem is with us. The Chol Dayin She'eno Don Din Emes Lamito. In the opposite, Snegroim L'Shechina Shetistaleg Me'Yisrael causes Chas Hashem the Shechina to leave. Shneemar Mishod Anim Me'Enkas Evyonim Ato Ekom Yomer Hashem. That when you're oppressing the poor people, the Aniyim, so then I'm going to get up. I mean, I'm getting up and I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Omer Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rebbe Yonasan, Kol Dayin Shenoitel Mizeh V'Noisin Lazeh Shalok Edin. If they take from one and give to another, Shalok Edin, HaKadosh Baruch Noitel Mimenu Nafsho, Hashem will take away his nefesh. Shneemar Al Tigzal Dal Ki Dal Hu V'Al Tedake Oni B'Shar Ki Hashem Yoriv Rivam V'Kova Es Kov Ehem Nofesh. So if you steal from them and you crush them, Hashem is going to take up their fight and he's going to he'll bring out the ones who mistreated them. V'Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonasan La'olam Yire Dayin Atzmo Ki'ilu Cherev Munachas Lo Bein Yarkoisav V'Gehenam Pesucha Lo Mitachtav. So a Dayan should always view himself like there's a sword between his thighs, and if the Gehenim is right about to open up underneath him. Amad Beis Shneemar V'hine Hine Mitasa Shlom Shishlomo Shishin Gibor himself Yivlo Migibor Yisrael Kulam Achuz Echer Melube Milchamo Ish Harba Al Yirecha Mipacha Belelos. Right, the pasuk we say by in Kriya Shema. So even though it says 60, this is a remez, the Meforshim point out to the Sanhedrin. Mipach the Shal Gehinnom Shedoyim Lilayla. The pacha that they have is that the of Gehinnom opening up, which is compared to the light. I mean, they're afraid of something. And so he's explaining they're afraid of Gehinnom, that the Dayanim on the Sanhedrin are afraid of the punishment for what would be if they didn't judge it correctly. Dorish Rabbi Yoshia Ve'itz Ema Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok Ma'idich Se was mean the pasuk Beis David Ko Amar Hashem Dina Labokir Mishpat Ve'hetzilu Gozel Miyad Oshe. So David says you should have justice in the morning, and you'll get the stolen property of the one who oppressed him. V'chiba Boker Donim. What, you only judge in the morning? Kol Hayom Ein Donim. And it was Kol Ein Donim, and you judge all day long. Ella, no. So it's like this. It's a moshel. Im Bor Lecha Hadavar Kiboiker. If it's clear as day, right? Like Esav says, sell to me the thing. Or by the Baha B'lach Teres, if it's Zorchel HaShemesh, if it's clear as day, right? Similar over here. So if the din is clear to you, Bor Lecha Hadavar Kiboiker, if it's that clear to you, Sam Rehu, then you should say it over. V'im Lav, if you're confused, it's not clear as day to you, right? Al Tom Rehu, then don't say it over. Don't rule. That's the first thing. So comparing, you know, a clarity to the morning. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yonasan Mehocha, different pasuk. Em lechachma achosiyat. Say to chachma, you're my sister. Im bor lecha hadavar ki achosicha shehi asura lecha. If it's so obvious, just like, you know, everyone knows you can't marry your sister. So if you have level of clarity, then amru, they should say it. V'im lav al tamreyu. So then, if you don't have that level of clarity on the pasuk, then you shouldn't say it. So we have two things here. We have the idea if it's clear as day, or if it's clear as the prohibition of your sister. So the Gra brings down that there's two aspects here that a Dayan has to have. Mourning represents the world. Say, like Derech Eretz. That's a requirement. And his sister is Torah, is Halacha. So a Dayan has to have both acts. You know, Torah im derech eretz. You have to have knowledge of the world and how it functions. And then you also have to have a Bekiyas in Torah as well. So that's what's being hinted at in both of these requirements. Okay, from Rabbi Yoshia. Okay, back in the world. Om Rabbi Yoshia ben Levi. Asar shiyoshvim badin. Kola toli bitzavra kulan. So if you have 10 dayonim, so there's like a collar, it's like a collar, right, sitting around their neck, meaning if they mess up, so then everybody's responsible. It's pshita. No, lo tzricha el talmid hayoshev lifnei rabo. No, even a talmid who's sitting there and he knows something and that they're not pointing out, he can't just be quiet and not speak up. He has to point out this. You know, it's the sugi in the very beginning of Horios. You have a Talmud that's Roy Lahara, that he's not held. He is held accountable if he knew better and didn't enact it incorrectly. Nevertheless, so they say no. It's Talmud Zad Mitzvah Lishmo Divrei Chachamim, but still one has to speak up if they know that something wrong is happening. Okay, Rav Huna ki hava osei dina lekaime. Michnif Maisei Asor Rabbonim Mibei Rav. So he used to get 10 Talmidim, 10 Rabbonim from Beis Medrash when it come time to Paskin, to hear Shaila. Omer Gehechad Limitian Shiba Miki Shura. Because when it splits, when the board, the beam breaks, so then, you know, something's going to, we'll all get hit. We'll all share the blame, if that. Rav Ashi ki hava asei le treifto le kaime michnif maisi lehu le kulhu taboche de mosa machasio. So when a Shilin Trefus used to come, so he would bring 10 butchers there in front of them. So the Imre Tzvi says, like what he learns in the Rambam is that he would consult with them, you know, to get a better understanding of what the topic was. Amar Hussein, ki heched lemintayin shiva mikishura. So when we're gonna split over here the blame, the responsibility with if there's a splinter, so then we're all gonna get hit with this. Kios Rav Dimi Omer Dorish Rav Nachman Bar Kohen Maidechsi. What does it mean in Pasuk? Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz ve'ish terumos yehersena. Se'im dayan doma lemelech. If the dayan, the judge, is like a melech, she'ein sorech lechlum, he doesn't need anything else. He's self-sufficient. Yamid aretz. Okay, that type of one you can have. V'im doma lekohen shemach azer bebeis gronos yehersena. You should get him out. If he has to go around collecting, he needs from others. So then you shouldn't keep him. So the Meforshim explained, the Rishonim learned that this is in terms of how much chokhmah he has. If he needs others to. You know, not. We just finished saying that, like, you know, sometimes you consult with others to get a better opinion. But if you don't know anything, you have to constantly be asking others. Oh, you know, what's the din if you forget Yalla V'Yavo? Do I have to repeat the, you know, min my mincha or something like that? So then, that person should not be necessarily set up. The Beinasiya Ukmu Dayono De Lo Havi Gamir. So in the Beinasiya, the house of the Nasi, they put somebody up who really was not qualified. Lo havi gomer, it wasn't the Talmud Chacham. So Amar Leili Yehuda Bar Nachmeini Mitugamai Dereish Lakish. So he said to him, put a Meturgam up to there. No, they didn't really say over their own drushes. They would just say it in a normal voice, and the Meturgam would be the one who would say it out loud. So go, give him a Meturgam. Let's hear what he has to say. Kum Alei Bar Mora. Right? So they got up. Come Gochin Alei V'lo Amar Lei V'lo Midi. He didn't say anything. Meaning he was ready to start his Russian. He was embarrassed, like he didn't have anything to give over. So now the Meturgam says, Pasul Chomer. So he gets up, he says, Hoy Omer Le'etz HaKitzo Uri Le'evin Dumam Hu Yore. So you woe, hoy, woe is to the one who says, to a piece of wood, you know, get up, or get to a stone, you should talk, right? He says, you don't have anything to give over. You're like an inanimate object. Some explain that that's Pshat in Parsha Shemino. It says Vayidom Aaron, that Aaron was silent. He made himself like domain, like an inanimate object. That was his completely silence, not even saying anything. Hine hu tofesh zohav v'chesef v'chol ruach ein bekirbo. Right, you have a lot of gold and silver. You're very like externally, like I guess like he's sitting up there looking like he's a chashev talmid chacham, but he doesn't have a ruach. He's got nothing in there. V'osid hakadosh baruch li pore mimahamidin. But in the end, Hashem is going to punish people who enable such people to take positions of leadership if they're not qualified. Shnemar v'Hashem beheichal kodesho hasmipona of kol ha'aretz. Hashem is going to come out from his heichal, from his chamber, and the whole earth, kol ha'aretz, will be quiet in front, and they'll be silent. Amar Reish Lakish, kol hamami dayin al hatzibur she'ena hogun ke'ilu noite ashera b'Yisrael. So, if a person sets up a dayin who's not hogun, so what does it mean not to be hagun? So the Bach learns that he's not, he's not Talmud Chacham. He doesn't have Chacham. The Prisha learns he doesn't have good midos. He doesn't have good midos. And you put a person like that without good midos up there, so people are going to, they're going to learn the wrong things from a person with bad midos. Shnemar, Shoftim, Shoftim, Titin, Lecha, right? For the opening of Shoftim, Samech Lein, and it says right after that, Lo Sita Lecha Ashira Kol Eitz, don't plant an Ashira tree. Omer of Ashira, Ashira is an Avodah Zarah Dika tree. There was in ancient times, there was two prototypes, different, there was the male Avodah Zarah, and there was the female Avodah Zarah. That was Baal and Ashira. So one was the male, one was the female. They did very inappropriate things. But Asherah, so it says, no place with an Asherah called Eitz. It's the type of tree that was used for in Avodah Zarah. Omer Rav Ashi, uvemokam sheyesh talmidei chachamim ki'ilu notu Eitz al mizbeach. Shenemar Eitz al mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. So it makes it even worse. Ksiv lo sasun iti Elohei chesef Elohei zohav. Pasuk says you shouldn't make gods of silver and gods of gold. Elohei chesed, Elohei zahav, hu delo avdi. Meaning, the only gold and silver, hal eitz shari, but you can make a god of wood. So Amar Rav Ashi, Eloha habo b'shvil kesef, Eloha habo b'shvil zahav. No, these are not Eloha gods, but Elohim, like a judge. These are judges who came because of silver and gold, meaning they bought their way into the position. Rav ki hava osi lebeidina omer hachi. When Rav would come to the Beis Din, he would say the following thing to keep himself humble. Bereus nafshei liketola nafik, meaning a judge who messes up is basically making himself chayv misa. Utzvi beise leisle ovid reikan leveise ayil halavai ulavai shetehe bia ki yitzia. Says when you come home, you come home empty-handed. He says, halavai, it should be that when I come into my house, it should be the same as when I left in the morning. I mean, I left in the morning, I was innocent, I should come home innocent as well. Ki havechoze am bucha de safri abos, right? When he would see a whole bunch of people coming out to honor him, amar im yal shemayim siyo. If you go up to shemayim, right? Gelulo lanetzach yoved, you're going to be destroyed forever. Mar zutra chasida ki havo mikatfe le b'shabso deriglo. When it would come time for like the yarche kala, the big droshes that he would give, Omer Hochi would say the following pasuk from Ishmael: Kilo leolam choisen ve'inezer ledor vador. Meaning that you're not going to have chosin, strength, or power forever, and the nays of the crown will not go from one generation to the next. So it's temporary. In other words, the famous idea that this too will pass, not to let it go to one's head. I'll give you a little bit more. Dorish bar Kapora. Kapora had a drasha. Mino ha-milsa. De omru rabonin. Have a mesunin badin. You should be the very, very beginning of Pirkei Avos. So you should be deliberate in making a psak. Dechsiv lo sale b'malos. That the end of Parshas Yisro, it says you should not go up in steps. Samech lei, and it says ve'il hamishpatim. That's the beginning of the next Parshas Mishpatim. Amr b'lozer minayin l'dayin shelo yifsa al roshe am kodesh. You shouldn't you shouldn't step on the heads of people like in the times. Shneemar lo sal malos smichle ve'elu hamishpatim. That you have to be treating people with derech eretz, and that's again another connection between the end of Yisro and the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Okay, we'll stop here.